Blog Talk Radio.
Listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Again, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. It is a little bit after 6:30. It's time to get going. I'm ready. If you're ready, I'm ready. Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty will help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Again, thanks guys for tuning in to the show. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. That's where you guys can call in and comment on today's topic. 818-301-5834. Thank you guys for tuning in. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio. Hey, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. All right. Now, today's show, well, today's weather right now, it's a nice 63 degrees outside. Our high today was supposed to be 59, but we're above that high right now. And the low tonight is only 42. Tomorrow, Wednesday, high of 51, low 40, and rain. Okay, it's raining right now, right? It's raining right now as we speak. On Thursday, we should have partly cloudy skies, 55 degrees and 38 as our low. Friday, sunny, 56 and 33 as our low. So let's see here. I got people texting me and this thing. But here we go. Today's word of the day is diet. I picked this word. I'm using this word. Today's word of the day is diet. And diet is a noun. And the first meaning is food and drink regularly provided or consumed. Next meaning is habitual nourishment. The next meaning is the kind and amount of food prescribed for a person or animal for a special reason. A regimen of eating and drinking sparingly so as to reduce one's weight, going on a diet. And I picked the word today, and that's the meaning is diet, okay? And I just wanted to do that because of my topic, the episode tonight. So, again, guys, thanks for tuning in. I see there are more people joining the show right now, and thank you guys for tuning in to the show. I have so much fun doing the show, and I appreciate it when I can, talk with you guys. And I really do love being on the show every day. I'm not here every day, but I want to be here every day, and I'm here every day that I can. All right. Anyway, the call in number, if you want to talk, 818-301-5834. Now, before I get into the show, I wanted to say something because there's, people out there who are talking about, okay, we got the Super Bowl coming up, right? Coming up and in 2 weeks. And there are people out there calling Cam Newton a thug. A thug. You believe that? And, I believe it's some people who are Denver fans, which is fine. People are going to do that. Someone said, if you don't have haters, you're not doing something right. Okay? So that means he's doing something right. All right? And, he's having fun. Maybe other teams should adopt, his attitude towards winning. He give away footballs to kids. The whole team does, actually. The team, whenever they score a touchdown, they'll go to the stands and give a kid, not an adult, they give a kid a football. And those kids will never forget that moment. They show these kids all the time, and I won't forget. I mean, a couple of weeks ago, he gave away a ball to a little girl, and she squeezed that ball. She was squeezing that ball so tight in her arms, and And she looked up at, I guess, her mom or whatever, and she said, I got a ball. I got a ball. I mean, that's, you know, I mean, she's, I guarantee you today, she's still talking about that to her friends. Probably couldn't sleep that night. You know what I'm saying? And I guarantee you her mom was like, baby, don't sleep with the ball. It'll be here in the morning when you get up. You know, don't sleep with it. I guarantee you that. But I'm just saying that people are, you know, they saying things about Cam Newton, and I don't think it's fair. Anyhow, what else I wanted to say? I'm not going to talk much about that kind of stuff. I want to get into today's topic, which is bad food and the bad stuff that we put on it. Okay? And we're going to discuss the things that we love to eat and see if they're the things that we should not be eating. Okay? That we should not be eating. And I come across this from different people. I work with some people who are in the process of losing weight, and they're drinking lemon and cucumber water, and they're trying to lose weight. Now, that was something that was going around on Facebook about doing, but I don't believe all those things that are put on Facebook. But actually, this one with lemon and cucumber water is actually one that doctors recommend. If you put the lemon and cucumber in the water in the refrigerator and let it sit overnight, then drink it the next day and do that for 4 days, supposedly you're going to lose a nice amount of weight. Now, you know, I think that everyone, well, not everyone, but a lot of people, most people are trying to watch their weight. So, you know, a lot of diets out there, a lot of people doing diets and things like that. But I came across this. It was actually given to me by my physician, my regular doctor, who wants me to do a colonoscopy. And I am going to do that. I'm at that age now. And so she also gave me a sheet that's saying, you know, the foods that I should be eating, the foods that I should be staying away from. Okay. And I know, hey, as you get older, and you young folks out there, y'all will get older, we hope, you know, and you will get older and your body will change. And you will need to do, you know, you will need to be active within your lifestyle, okay? You may not be able to run and jump like you did in your 20s when you get 40. So you need to do something different than you did in your 20s when you get to be 40, all right? And this is, and eating is a probably a very big part of that. Before we get started now, you guys, again, you can call into the show, 818-301-5834. Now, I will say after I finish with the foods that are not recommended for you to eat, we're going to go back and talk about some foods that are recommended for you to eat. So, when you think about the foods that are not recommended for you to eat, and when I looked at this, I was like, man, that's all the foods that are in my pantry. The foods that are not recommended for us to eat. And these are also the foods that we grew up on, that my mom had, my grandma had, all that kind of stuff. Okay? And they lived, you know, well, My grandma lived to be in her late 80s. My granddad lived to be in his early 90s. My mom had cancer, so she didn't quite make it to 70 years old. But I think she had a healthy life all the way up until she was diagnosed with cancer. So anyway, let's go from here. What foods are not recommended for us to eat? These are grains, white bread. White bread is not recommended for us. White pasta is not recommended for us. White rice is not recommended for us. Refined cornbread, bagels and croissants, crackers that contain trans fat. Here's some vegetables that are not recommended. Creamed or fried vegetables. Vegetables in a cheese sauce. Regular canned vegetables. Regular canned tomato sauce and tomato paste. Regular tomato and vegetable juices. Not recommended. Fruits, dried fruits. Canned fruit in light or heavy syrup. Fruit juice. Okay, meat and other protein products that are not recommended. Fatty cuts of meat, ribs, chicken wings, bacon, sausage, bologna, salami, chitterlings, fatback, hot dogs, bratwurst, and packaged luncheon meats. Salted nuts and seeds, canned beans with salt. Now, let me go back right here on this meat, the protein. Okay. Ribs. Ribs are not recommended for us to eat. Ribs. Beef, pork, ribs, what's the deal? We can't eat ribs. Chicken wings. I just had chicken wings the other day. I grilled them. I didn't fry them. I grilled them. And probably have chicken wings over the next few days from now. Gonna have plenty of chicken wings at the Super Bowl. At whatever Super Bowl party we may go to. Bacon. Bacon. Sausage. Bologna. Salami. Chitterlings. I haven't had chitterlings in a bunch of years. Probably in about since my mom passed, I hadn't had any chitterlings. But I used to eat chitterlings. Probably still eat chitterlings if someone would, that I trusted to cook them would do them right. All right, dairy. We don't want any whole milk, no 2% milk, cream, half and half, and cream cheese. Not recommended. Whole fat or sweetened yogurt, full fat cheeses and blue cheese, non-dairy creamers and whipped toppings, processed cheese, cheese spreads or cheese curds. Wow. They do not recommend us drinking whole milk or 2% milk. Okay. Condiments that are not recommended for your body. Onion and garlic salt, seasoned salt, table salt, and sea salt. Canned and packaged gravies. Worcestershire sauce, come on, man. Tartar sauce, not recommended. Barbecue sauce, teriyaki sauce, soy sauce, including reduced sodium soy sauce. Steak sauce, fish sauce, oyster sauce, kale sauce, horseradish, ketchup and mustard. meat flavorings and tenderizers, bouillon cubes, hot sauce, Tabasco sauce, marinades, taco seasonings, relishes. I mean, what do you use if all this stuff is not recommended for you? If all this stuff is bad for you, if you take all this stuff out of the grocery store, what would be on the shelves? I don't know. Okay, fats and oils that are not recommended for us. Butter, stick margarine, lard, shortening. G, what is G? G-H-E-E, what is that? And bacon fat, coconut, palm kernel or palm oils, regular salad dressings. What do you put on your salad if you're not going to use salad dressings? Some other stuff, pickles and olives, salted popcorn and pretzels. I mean, that's crazy. Okay, so again, no onion and garlic salt. No onion and garlic salt, no sea salt, no table salt, no canned packaged gravies, Worcestershire sauce. Man, no Worcestershire sauce, no tartar sauce, no barbecue sauce. No barbecue sauce, no teriyaki sauce, no soy sauce, no steak sauce, no fish sauce, no oyster sauce, no cocktail sauce. Man, what in the world is going on? Okay, all this stuff is not recommended for you by doctors. Okay? Not recommended for you by doctors. Okay, so I said I was going to give you some things that are recommended for us, so you guys can rake all that, you know, you can take all that stuff and rake it out of your cabinets, okay? Rake it out of your cabinets, and you can rake it out of your cabinets and never use it again, okay? Now, we're going to pause for a minute. I have a caller from the 404 area code. The first three digits are 863. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
What's happening, Paul?
Hey, bud, what's going on?
Nothing, man. What these damn doctors you are? What kind of family are you from? The rabbit family or something?
Hey, man, I said when I read this stuff, I was like, man, that's everything in my pantry.
Let me tell you something. If I die tomorrow, you know what they're going to have in the repair? They're going to have ribs, chicken, salad with Thousand Island and greens and everything.
Yeah.
That's going to be the fattest repair that you ever had. And, I'll be laying up there in the cafe, good and full and smiling on everybody eat. Considering that beer, that damn doctor's funeral, everybody sitting around there just as pale and hungry as hell because they don't have no salt to put on nothing.
Right.
So,
I mean, nothing, man.
Yeah, y'all listen to that shit if you want to. How are you going to go to a restaurant and order salad and nothing on it but the color that the salad is? Come on, man.
That's it. I mean, they don't want you to put bacon bits, what you call them things? They don't want you to put nothing on the salad. Just eat salad.
Some salad boy have sunflower seeds.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've seen that, but I don't know there might be some doctors from Africa that living in the jungle where they don't have access to that.
I don't know, man. It came from my doctor, man. It's It's crazy. I mean, some stuff I can see, but I mean, I'm like, you know, I mean, we grew up on all this stuff, and
yeah, but you know that salt thing is. I understand that salt stuff now. Salt, that, you know, show about that salt.
Yeah.
And, but the thing about it, man, now you give me a good old 16-ounce prime rib or T-bone, bro, I'm going to put me some high 57 on that. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
So, good old loaded baked potato with some sour cream and some bacon bits. Come to the funeral and watch I have a smile on my face. Well, that's all I got, bro. You know,
All right. I appreciate it, man.
You got it.
All right.
And talk to you.
All right. So again, you know, this is kind of mind boggling to me. So what foods can I eat? Okay, we're talking about grains, whole grain or whole wheat bread, brown rice. Now, brown rice is just, I just can't figure this brown rice out. I can't get, it doesn't have any type of taste to it. Okay, brown rice doesn't. But brown rice is supposed to be better for you. Okay, now they say whole grain or whole wheat pasta. Okay, I don't know what this word is. Q-U-I-N-O-A, quinoa, bulgur, and whole grain cereals, low sodium cereals, corn or whole wheat flour tortillas, whole grain cornbread, whole grain crackers, low sodium crackers. So, and then you go to vegetables. This is what you can eat now. Fresh or frozen vegetables. Raw, steamed, roasted, or grilled. Low sodium or reduced sodium tomato and vegetable juices. Low sodium or reduced sodium tomato sauce and tomato paste. Low sodium or reduced sodium canned vegetables. I guess these things are in the store. Now, what I can say is these things are in the store. So if you go to the store tonight, tomorrow, whenever you go to the store and become conscious of looking for, you know, if low sodium stuff. Now, I believe that the low sodium stuff is something for us to grab a hold of again. But, you know, we don't know for sure if low sodium is low sodium. I mean, these folks say, you know, package these foods and say they're low sodium when they're not low sodium. Okay? They're just getting the money. Fruits that you can eat, all fresh, canned in natural juice or frozen fruits. So all the fruits, you know, canned in natural juice or frozen fruits. So eat fruit. And fruit is actually fruits and vegetables are actually helps your immune system and it helps to fight cancer cells in your body. So, and meat and other protein products that you can eat. Ground beef, 85% or leaner. Grass-fed beef or beef trimmed of fat. Skinless chicken or turkey. Ground chicken or turkey. And when you think about the ground turkey, okay, now, I do eat ground turkey. We don't eat any more ground beef. We've gone to ground turkey. And ground turkey really isn't, you know, you really don't miss anything going from the ground turkey to the I mean, going from ground beef to ground turkey, because thing you miss is the fat that's in the ground beef. You know, if you put some ground beef in a pan and start to brown it, it builds up all this grease. It sits in all this grease. But the ground turkey doesn't have that fat in it like that. I use ground turkey for spaghetti sauce, stuff like that. So ground turkey is the way to go. Now, ground chicken, I don't know if I've ever had ground chicken. Maybe we'll try it. You can also have pork trimmed to fat. All fish and seafood. You can have all the fish you want, all the seafood you want. Eggs. It's a wonder they didn't talk about brown eggs or white eggs. They say brown eggs are better for you than white eggs. I don't know. Dried beans, peas, or lentils. Unsalted nuts and seeds. Unsalted canned beans. And then the dairy products that you can have are low-fat dairy products such as skim or 1% milk, 2% or reduced-fat cheeses, low-fat ricotta or cottage cheese, or plain low-fat yogurt, low-sodium or reduced-sodium cheeses. And with the dairy products, you know, when you think about this 1% or just skim or skim milk or 1% milk, I mean, skim milk is horrible. I don't know about the 1% milk. We used to do 2% milk, but now, you know, I went back to the whole milk. I mean, damn, you're going to die of something, right? Everybody. I mean, it don't matter what you eat, drink, or whatever. When it's time for you to go, you going. Anyway, fats and oils that you can have: tub margarines without trans fats. Tub margarines without trans fats. What is that? What is tub margarines without trans fat? Is that the big thing of margarine that you see? Is that what they're talking about? Light or reduced fat mayonnaise and salad dressings with reduced sodium. So you can have salad dressings. Vic, you can have salad dressings. You just need it just need to be a light salad dressing or reduced fat or reduced sodium. You can have avocado, you can have safflower, olive, or canola oils. Now, I saw a special on 60 Minutes about olive oil. And the olive oil that we have in the United States that's is imported, and it's not 100% olive oil. Actually, you know, if you buy those big bottles of olive oil, they said, now this is on 60 Minutes, they kind of on point. They said that if you buy the big bottle of olive oil or whatever olive oil that you buy, whatever size or whatever, and it says, you know, 100% virgin olive oil, they say, the experts say, that it's probably got about 15 to 20% olive oil in it. The rest of it is fillers. Okay? Now that's mind blowing. Okay, other stuff that you can have is unsalted popcorn and pretzels, and that's it. But if you guys want a copy of this, just call me or send me a message through the site, through my show page or whatever, and ask me for it, and I can give me your email or whatever, and I'll send it to you, and you'll understand what stuff you can and can't have. I guess this some of the stuff. I'm sure there's a lot more involved here. But that's the thing. All right, guys. So we're probably gonna close out here now. I probably got about 2 minutes left in the show, and I'm gonna go ahead and close out. But I want to say this again. Now, everybody out there who is thinking about voting in the presidential election this year for Donald Trump, I just think that the country will go way down really fast if Trump gets in the office. You know, Trump said that if terrorists were to do something to harm people in America, he would hunt them down and kill them and their families. Or he'd go after their families. I mean, this dude's scary, man. He's scary. But I think he's using the right tactic for a lot of people. A lot of people on board with Trump, saying that Trump not going to be pushed around, yada, 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 yada. I mean, whatever. Vote for who you want to. I just want to put some information out there about him. Hey, guys, thanks for tuning in to the show. Join me tomorrow. Same place, same time, right here on the Frank Williams Show. Hey, you guys have a great night. Stay dry and have a great rest of the week. It's Frank. I'm over and I'm out.